I trust that each of you are having a great day in Christ. You know, the scripture makes it really clear that we have been, because we are in Christ, we've been grafted into his life. We've been placed into his life and his story so that he can live out his life and his story through our life and our life story. Because we've been grafted into him, we also are grafted into his relationship with the Father and the favor he has with the Father. In Ephesians chapter 1, it says, verse 3, "For we have been blessed," so that's plural, that means every one of us, "we have been blessed," past tense, "with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ." Now that is a great description of the how broad the favor is that we live under. We live under the favor that Jesus has with the Father. But for most Christians, at least many Christians, they don't live expecting to experience favor, especially in a big way. They don't. There's a scripture that says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." But the sad thing is that many Christians don't expect to see the activity of God in their life. And they don't expect to see it because they don't believe they deserve it. And there are two main reasons they feel that way, and I want to address those things today. Hopefully blow them out of the water. First, most Christians don't believe they have the right to expect God's favor to be manifest in a big way in their life, God's footprint, his divine activity, to be powerfully expressed or manifest in their life, because they don't believe they're worthy. Now, the enemy, who is the accuser of the brethren, is constantly bringing up things, reminding us of things, doing battle between our two ears, which is where most of the warfare takes place, so that we won't believe we're worthy. But the reality is that we are worthy, not because of what we've done or how what we've performed, but because of what Christ has done and the performance of Jesus. Because of the life he lived and the death he died on the cross on our behalf. Because of what he accomplished, not because of what we accomplished. Because of what he deserves, not because of what we deserve, we can expect to see God's activity in our life. We can expect to see God's favor, for God to use us in profound ways. One of my favorite scriptures is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. And this says something about you. It helps with your identity. We talked about identity the other day. This is, again, expresses part of your identity. It says, "For he," the Father, "made him," Jesus, "who knew no sin, to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ." Now hear that. Because of what Christ has done, he made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Became sin on your behalf, so that something wonderful could happen for you, that you might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Because you are in Christ, you have his right standing with the Father. If you don't believe that you have a right standing with the Father, then you will never believe that God can do wonderful things in your life and through your life. He can't use you the way he may use others that you've seen at a conference or you've heard speak or you've read about. That somehow you think that they deserve it and you don't. But let me just make it really clear. You are at this moment in right standing with God because you are in Christ. He has already deposited every spiritual blessing, every favor into your life because you're in Christ. That's what it said. You have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So the blessings that you see manifested in the people's lives who are your spiritual heroes, they're there wanting to be manifested in your life too. And it's not because of something you've done, but because of who you are in Christ, because of what he's done, because of what he's accomplished on our behalf. He's accomplished our union with him. through his death, burial, and resurrection. The person that you used to be, that deserved judgment, was crucified in Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. The old you was crucified in Christ and buried, and a whole new you in union with Jesus was raised up. And that one that's in union with Christ has his relationship with the Father and has his favor with the Father and his anointing with the Holy Spirit. You get what he deserves. You get what he accomplished. That's important. You have his worth. If you feel unworthy, Jesus is saying to you that he is the I am. He's saying to you, you are worthy because I am worthy and you're in me. The second thing that Christians struggle with is they don't believe they have enough faith. They don't believe they're worthy, and they don't believe they have enough faith. All it requires is childlike faith. And the person with the most childlike faith of all is Jesus himself. It says in Galatians 2:20, and again, the King James gets this one right. They translate it right. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's the proper grammar, not the faith in the Son of God, but the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We live by his faith. I love 2 Timothy 2:13. Even when we believe not, he abides faithful, for he cannot deny himself. I can't tell you how many times daily, really, I go into situations, even doing something like this, and Jesus speaks into my heart, reminds me, Chuck, I've got faith for this. And in that moment, I can just rest in the fact that Jesus has faith for this. When I pray for the sick, you know, I can be intimidated by thinking, well, I don't have enough faith for this. I'm not that person who had enough faith to see people get healed in profound ways. No, I'd step out because Jesus has got faith for it. And I rest in him because we're one. And therefore, his faith is mine because he has faith for it. I don't care what kind of doubts I'm having, what kind of feelings of inadequacy I'm having, you know, what kind of sense of not having enough worth that I have. You see, it's got nothing to do with my worth. It's about his. It's got nothing to do about my faith. It's about his. And in that moment, no matter how many doubts I'm feeling, I can step out and pray, resting in the fact he has faith for it. And then watch God work. That's important for you to remember. In Acts chapter 3, when the man at the Gate Beautiful who was born lame from his birth, when Peter and John prayed for him and said, silver and gold have we none. What we do have we give to you. And he was healed. And then the people were kind of wanting to worship Peter and John. And Peter said this, it's not by our piety or by our power this man was healed, but the name of Jesus. And then he says, and faith in his name, and the faith comes from him. You see, Peter was saying it wasn't because they were spiritual enough. It wasn't because they had any power. It was because they were in Christ. And when you use the name of Jesus, all you're doing is invoking the presence of Jesus. All you're doing is acknowledging him and simply saying, Jesus Christ heals you. In Acts chapter 9, when Aeneas was healed, Peter didn't say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. He said, Jesus Christ heals you. He didn't use that in the name of Jesus because we treat it like it's a formula. But to say Jesus Christ heals you and to do something in his name is the same thing. You're simply invoking the one who lives in you as your life, his presence. You're simply saying, it's not by my spirituality. He's the one who's worthy. It's not my faith and my power, it's his. And no matter what I might be feeling, I can step into this knowing that I have his right standing with the Father. I'm in right standing with the Father, and I have every, therefore, right to go for this, and have every right to expect favor because I'm in Christ and I have his favor. And then I can step into this no matter how many doubts or insecurity I may be having or feelings I may be having of feeling inadequate. I can step into it because Jesus has faith for it. And therefore, then I can say, in Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, I pray for this or I command this. Because I'm not living by my faith. I'm living by His faith. His childlike faith. Okay? Well, I hope that helps you. Because I know so many Christians don't expect to see God in manifest ways acting in their life and on their behalf because they don't think they're worthy and they don't believe they have enough faith. Well, now you know. It's because He's worthy and because He has enough faith for it. So I just commend you to go out and live your Christian life expecting the favor of God, the same favor that's on Jesus, because you're in union with Him. Amen? Okay, have a great rest of the day.